This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Brura, Daf HaShavua. We are learning now Se'if Yud Zayin. Se'if Yud Zayin. Says the Mishnah Brura, Se'if Yud Zayin, says the Mechaber. Im nafla tipas diyoy letoich ha'is. Let's say a drop of ink fell in the middle of the letter. Ve'inani keres ha'is. And now you can't really recognize the letter anymore. Ein takana ligra ha'diyoy. There's no, don't think, oh, easy fix. I'll just scrape the ink that fell into the letter. And now the letter will be recognizable once again. That's called carving out the interior. You can't create a letter by carving out the interior. You need to write a letter. You can't carve out a letter. By removing, in other words, if you were a chiseler, an engraver, so you would chisel the inner part of a letter and then the letter would appear. By chiseling out the interior, the letter would appear. But the Torah says you have to write letters of a stam. You can't chisel. V'u'adinim ta v'kasav dalet b'makam resh. Likewise, let's say you made a... Okay. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on what we learned, on what we just did. Diyoy, ink. V'u'adin tseva acher. Or any other kind of dye. So if it's through the ink that dripped, you change the image of the letter, is that a problem? The Dershu brings that if some gallnut juice or coffee spilled into the letter, the Sefer Get Pasha says it's kosher, because it's recognizable. What about, let's say there's a black dot, a fly excreted a little black dot in a dalid. So now the dalid looks like a hay. So the Das Torah says that you could be makel when the blackness of this excretion is sort of more shiny than the ink. However, the Avnei Nezer says it's pasul. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah continues. Aval notav shava al ha'ois. If ink dripped on the letter, even though it covers the letter, and the letter is not recognizable, nevertheless it's mutter to remove it. Wax is not mevatel the writing of a letter. Okay. Says Mishnah Berurah Samach Beis Letoich Bein Shenaga Hatifa Beguf Ha'Ois Oloi. Whether the drop that falls in the middle of the letter is touching the letter or not. Even if it's not touching the letter, but if it makes it that the letter is not recognizable, then it's a issue. Vua Dinim Nafla Hatifa Al Kave Ha'Ois Mamish. Or let's say the drop of ink fell on the line of the letter, and it sort of expanded the letter. And now the letter is expanded outwardly, to the point where the letter is no longer recognizable. And you can't recognize it. Whether through this the image of the letter changed to a different letter. For example, kagon shenafla tipa toichalo beis. Let's say a drop fell into a beis. The nearest kapena looks like a pei. Aisha avda tmunasa, or it just lost its image completely. Ve'ein shema ale, and it's no longer has the name of that letter. It's the same thing would be by other letters. Or Let's say a drop of ink spills and the little thorn that comes out from the bottom of the yod is lost. Benyamin, whether on the right side, there's a dispute. What is the kutsa shel yod? Is it the thorn of the main leg of the yod, or is it a little thorn that comes out from under the roof of the yod? Pasul. Now, what if through this ink that spilled, your mesupik, whether it retains its surah or not, then mara latinoik dolechakim v'leitipish, show it to a child that's not too smart and not too foolish, like we learned earlier. Now, the Mechaber said it doesn't help to scrape out the interior, because that is what is called choik tuchais, engraving out the interior. It says Mishabura, v'afilu maver kumos ala ois la'achar shachak tuchai ein mayel. Wow. So you say like this. Let's say I have a letter, some ink spilled in, so I understand just scraping it out is not going to work, because that's choik tuchais. After I'm done scraping it out, I'll pass the ink, the quill, over the letter. So it's like I'm writing it a second time. Will that work? No, it doesn't work, says the Magen Avraham. Now that's a pella. Why shouldn't it work? The Levushei Sword explains, quoted by the Dirshu, because ksav al gabe ksav is not effective. The first ksav is batal because there was ink spilled. When you carve out, it's choik tuchais, and to write on top of it, it's ksav al gabe ksav. It's the Gemara in Gittin Daf Yates. So the ksav oyin is loy mayo ma'uma. Very interesting. Hadiyoy. Sifkatan samache. It doesn't help to scrape the ink. Va'afilu imatipa lachadayin. What if the ink that spilled the middle of the letter is still wet? Va'ois kvarnas yabesh. But the letter that you wrote is dry. So maybe you could say, that's not called a disturbance of the letter. The letter was already complete, and the ink is still wet in the middle, so I'll just take it away. We're not going to say it's just merely covering the letter. Because at the end of the day, the image of the letter was corrupted before it was fixed. That's called you're merely carving out the interior of the letter and around it. What you remained with is what you don't erase. That's not called writing. Writing cannot be accomplished by removing the interior and exterior and your memela left with the letter. Writing has to be you wrote the letter. So the same thing would be if, let's say, ink spilled on the exterior of the letter, and now the letter cannot be recognizable anymore. It doesn't help to erase it. That's an issue of chayk tu chayis. The Torah says, v'kasav enat v'chakak. And that Mishnah Bura, we will see, Be'ezus Hashem, more tomorrow. Okay? So, wishing you all a great day. Bracha v'atzlacha. See you tomorrow, same time. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.